Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 9th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has unanimously voted to immediately ban robocalls featuring fake artificial intelligence-created voices, cracking down on so-called deepfake technology that experts say could undermine election security or supercharge fraud. This move extends anti-robocall rules to cover unsolicited AI deepfake calls by recognizing those voices as artificial. Scam robocalls featuring cloned voices would be subject to the same stiff fines and consequences imposed by the 1991 Telephone Consumer Protection Act on robocalls that don't use AI technology. NVIDIA is building a new business unit aimed at capturing a portion of the exploding market for bespoke custom AI chips while protecting itself from the growing number of companies interested in finding alternatives to its products. NVIDIA controls about 80% of the high-end market for AI chips, and its H100 and A100 chips serve as a generalized all-purpose AI processor for many of these major customers. These same customers, however, have started to develop their own internal chips for specific needs, such as reducing energy consumption, time to design, and cost, and NVIDIA would like to play a role in helping these companies that have looked at its rivals, including Broadcom and Marvell Technology. Google Pay and Walmart-backed PhonePe command more than 83% of India's fast-growing digital payments market and have prompted an Indian parliamentary panel to urge the government to support the growth of domestic fintech players that can provide alternatives. The NPCI, a unit of the Royal Bank of India, previously expressed similar concerns about a clear duopoly in the mobile payments market in the South Asian nation and proposed capping transactions of individual firms in a single month to 30% by the end of 2024. Currently, indigenous fintech players in the space control only 0.22% market share. The Biden-Harris administration announced Friday that more than $5 billion in CHIPS Act funds will go to semiconductor-related research, development, and workforce needs, most of which is slated for the National Semiconductor Technology Center. The White House said these investments are intended to advance U.S. leadership in semiconductor R&D, cut down on the time and cost of commercializing new technologies, bolster U.S. national security, and connect and support workers in securing good semiconductor jobs. Starting in the spring, the social media platform X will host the new WWE Speed weekly series featuring matches that are under 5 minutes long. WWE and X signed a 2-year deal for the series, which will appear exclusively on X and feature well-known wrestlers from across the WWE franchise. In response to antitrust concerns from the U.S. FCC after Microsoft announced layoffs of 1,900 employees from its gaming division, the company says, consistent with broader trends in the gaming industry, Activision was already planning on eliminating a significant number of jobs while still operating as an independent company. Microsoft also contends that it is operating the post-merger company in a way that readily will enable it to divest any or all of the Activision businesses if needed in the future. Disney announced that it is harnessing AI to power a new advertising tool dubbed Magic Words, which introduces a new form of contextual advertising for the Disney Plus and Hulu streaming services that is intended to help brands tailor their commercials to fit the mood of specific scenes within a movie or television series. Disney's global head of sales said that the feature allows advertisers to maximize the impact of their messages because it resonates with concepts that the viewers experience. Meta announced that it has removed the Facebook and Instagram accounts of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei for repeatedly violating its dangerous organizations and individuals policy. Meta did not mention the Israel-Hamas war in its announcement, but the company has been under pressure to ban the leader ever since the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. In an effort to prevent and disrupt real-world harm, we do not allow organizations or individuals that proclaim a violent mission or are engaged in violence to have a presence on our platforms, says the policy on which Meta based its decision. Meta said in a statement to Axios that it will not proactively recommend political content from any accounts you do not follow on Threads. This is the same policy the company uses to regulate political content on Facebook and Instagram. Threads users will be allowed to follow accounts that post political content, but the algorithm that suggests content from users you do not follow will not recommend accounts that post about politics. And in a bit of sad news, John Walker, programmer and co-founder of Autodesk, died on February 2nd at the age of 75. His contributions to our industry, the rise of the PC, and the modern industrialization of nearly everything were incredibly significant, said Steven Sinofsky, former president of the Windows division at Microsoft. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.